I kind of like always had the idea that when I get to talk to Tommy Lee one day, we're going to have a good conversation. We're going to have a good time.
Awesome, man.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Hey, truly an honor to speak to you. I mean, I don't play any instruments, but my two favorite drummers have always been Tommy Lee and John Bonham, because it's not only that you guys play good, but you had like this rare showmanship that you don't often see in drummers. So thank you for your body of work.
That's cool, man. Thank you. That's a lovely compliment. He's one of my heroes, man.
Absolutely.
That's cool.
It was I think it was last week. It was the 40th anniversary from him passing away. So
I know, dude. And you know what's I do remember that. And I also, God, man, every time I think about that, I get so bummed that I never, ever got to see him play live. Fuck.
Mm. Yeah. Are there?
You know, I only have videos or DVDs or, you know, YouTube, but I never got to see him play live, and I would have absolutely killed to see him play live.
He was an absolute beast behind the drum, behind the drums, as are you, Tommy. Are there any other heroes that you might have had a chance to meet, but didn't take that chance, and then, you know, then it was too late, then they passed away or something happened, something horrible? Has that ever happened?
You know what? I've met a lot of my musical, you know, inspirations. I like a lot of them. I think I've pretty much met everybody that I've wanted to meet. A few of them are gone now, and thank God I got to meet them. I mean, Bowie, Prince, Mick Jagger, I feel like, you know, John Bonham, I wish I would have got to meet, but I think other than that, I think I've met pretty much, and there's more, but I've met pretty much everybody that I've wanted to meet, you know?
Yeah.
And I mean, Freddie Mercury,
wow.
The guys in Queen, I mean, just, and unfortunately, a lot of them that I met are gone, and thank God I got to meet them.
Mm. But one thing, you know, because while many young people might seem that, oh, Tommy Lee, isn't he 60 almost and stuff like that, you seem to have, you know, a really strong appeal on younger people, younger musicians. I mean, we always see you, you know, working and hanging out with, you know, people like Post Malone and stuff like that. Do you ever get like even surprised when somebody like 20 plus comes over, like, hey man, you know, I'm this rapper with a billion streams and you're my biggest hero? Do you ever get like surprised, like, really, you not a rocker from Sunset Strip or some young rap guy?
I mean, no, it's really cool, I guess. You know, my young spirit attracts, you know, the sort of same energy, I guess. It's really cool, man. It's an honor. And, you know, fuck, I've always just, I don't know, man. I don't like what I'm doing now is I'm just dropping the first number in my age. Like, I turned 8 a couple days ago.
Okay.
58. So I'm 8 years old. Next year I'll be 9, and then, man, then one day I'm going to be 10 years old, dude. I'm going to be all grown up.
One thing that I've always been like admiring with you, you know, seeing live footage, interviews, reading your stuff, and always like when I read your book, you know, immediately when it was released, Tommyland, and then when you told a lot about your childhood and your teenage years. You have always been like such a curious and, you know, excited person, and and that never went away. You didn't get like, you know, I've done everything. I'm 33. You know, I can just lay back on my pile of money. You still seem to have like you have your radar on for new things all the time. Like
always.
Yeah, and that's like that's been going on all of your life, right?
Pretty much, man. I'm always like, you know, I, like you know, I'm the guy who sits at the kids' table at Thanksgiving, you know, like, I don't really fucking care to hang out with the adults. It's boring. You know, like, I want to hang out with the kids. What are they doing? You know, I'm sure they're getting into some fun shit. You know what I mean? Like, that's always been my spirit. Maybe that one day that changes. I highly doubt it, but I'll just always be a kid at heart, man. Always. And sometimes that bothers people. They're like, dude, are you ever going to grow up? And I'm like, nope.
But is it like you also seem to be, because you have talents in so many ways, is it like if you get excited about something, it doesn't matter if it's like a sport or if it's like some sort of piece of art or you know, whatever, building something, is it so that you just put your mind like 100% on it until you master it? Because that's the image I get from you.
Yeah, that's it completely. And I think that I may have gotten I may have gotten some of that from my father. My father was a mechanic, and he, growing up, we never had a serviceman come by to fix anything. Like if the washing machine broke, he took the whole thing apart in pieces all over the floor, put it back together, and it worked. And like, I feel like some of that, is in my DNA. I love the challenge of new technology and new, things that I can play with and make something crazy out of, or, you know, I don't know, that's just I may have got some of that from my dad. I don't know.
but that's also something that we can like easily now connect to your music. Let's say the music you're doing 2020, especially because so many of the rockers that have been like on top since, let's say, the 80s, early 80s, they sometimes you know this, Tommy, many of them tend to be like, everything was used to be better. You know, these young kids, they don't know what they're doing. And, you know, I know, blah, blah, blah. And of course, you're proud of your roots and you probably still listen to your own heroes. I don't have a doubt of that. But you evolve all the time, right?
Yes. I'm constantly inspired by, for some reason, sound, just like ear candy. Like I'm always trying to make something that sounds new and crazy, or if I hear a sound, it inspires me to make a certain type of song or a certain beat or whatever. But yes, I've been like that for a long time. I remember that, and that all started, I'm gonna say it was like in 79, I got my first Macintosh computer, and I started experimenting, and that's where songs like Wild Side came from. That was the first time Motley Crue had ever used a sequencer in their music. That whole I was just experimenting with computers and being able to manipulate and change things and tweak shit like that. I'm like this fucking mad scientist. I love that shit, dude. It just makes me crazy. Like I'll fuck around for hours, days, weeks in the studio just playing.
Has there been any like out of all a project, doesn't have to be like music, and it could be food related or building related or whatever, hobby related. Is there anything that you have just had to give up, said, no, this is too hard, this is too difficult? Or do you like, are you adamant that you won't give up until it's, you know, done?
You know, there's one thing that I, I love those kind of scary challenges, like skydiving, and I want to fly in one of those squirrel suits, you know, those wing suits. That requires a lot of training, and I'm gonna do that. It's on my list. But there's one thing that I don't think, maybe I'll try again, but there's one thing that I probably won't. I guess I should never say never. Maybe I will. I I tried surfing and I got the shit scared out of me. I got caught up in a wave and my face hit the bottom of the ocean and it kind of didn't knock me out, but kind of knocked me silly. And I didn't know which way was up to swim up and get out. I thought I was swimming up, but I was swimming down and sideways. And that really scared the fuck out of me. And I was like, that's it. I'm never surfing again. No way.
Okay. Wow. That's rough.
So that's the one thing that I don't know. I don't fear the ocean. I respect it, and it can take your life really quick. So I was like, yeah, you know what? Fuck surfing. Back to music.
All right. Well, I mean, you and everyone else on the planet has had a lot of just more time, basically, the past 7 months. Have you focused all of this time on the upcoming album, or have you started, have you learned something new or done something else, not music related, during this past 6-7 months?
I've almost have a whole nother album done in Wow. this last period. We've been at home so much that... I pretty much end up in the studio. So other than working on a bunch of new music, what else? I was just telling a lady from Helsinki that I was just talking to, for the first time in my life, I'm designing my new home. I've never built a home before, and that's a first. So it's a big challenge, and I love design. It's like making music. So that's something new that I'm doing. I'm working with an architect, and boy, is it ever fun to build. I'm calling it my forever home, because chances are I probably won't move again. I hate fucking moving. So when you think about, rather than, looking around at homes and buying somebody else's vision, to create your own living space, oh my God, I'm telling you, I'm so excited, and it's a really fun project that I've never done before.
Mm. Well, it's probably I can only assume, because, you've been a busy man pretty much all your life. You've been on tour most of your life, so you don't get to see your home. So there's probably things you don't even notice when you're home. But now you've spent shitloads of time home, and now you notice stuff should I do something about this? Is it like that? That's how it works?
Oh my God, that's you nailed it right on the head. I often... the home I live in now, I live in a really beautiful home in California. And until 2016, when the final Motley show happened, I hadn't really spent a whole lot of time here. And I would always say, why do I even have this beautiful home? I'm never at it, So it's cool. I've really just been enjoying that too, because that's something that, like you said, I've been on tour my whole life, and when I am home, it's for really short periods of time. So this is fun. This is a fun project.
Mm. Well, it's been a while now since you, before this year, before you released music, under your own name, under Motley Crue or Methods of Mayhem. So how long of a project has this forthcoming album Andro been? When did you have the first ideas? Because it all feels and sounds really fresh.
Yeah, that's cool. Thank you. I started on it in mid 2017. So and it was done, Jesus, probably a half a year ago. I took a year off, and then in 2016, I didn't do anything for a year. I just wanted to clean my musical palate. I didn't listen to music. I didn't do shit. And then around mid 2017, I just So I had so many ideas and I just went at it. So it is pretty fresh, even though, it started, 2 years ago. It still sounds fresh, and it's crazy. I was telling somebody else this, like, usually when you work on a record for that long, you're really sick of it by the time you're done with it.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, this record I still listen to. And that's a really good sign, because typically I would be, not sick of it, but I just probably wouldn't listen to it as much because I've listened to it so many times. I still listen to it. I mean, that's really, that's unusual.
Well, that's an extremely good sign.
And yeah, it's great.
Yeah, absolutely. And, going back to some of the things we mentioned earlier, that you're always been like really curious and energetic and active, when it comes to this whole album, and at first you took some time to clear your head, and then kind of after that, did you just like started to write songs, and then you had like 3 songs, then you had 6 songs, or did you have like some sort of vision before you kind of like had any, completed songs? Like, how did it work for you?
I actually had, no vision of what I wanted to do. I usually never do. It's like I'll be inspired by a sound, by a drum beat that I'm hearing in my head, a piano part, a vocal melody. It's always different for me. I don't really have a method. A lot of songwriters have a method. They'll start with the drum beat and then they'll add this or, add that. It always starts differently. And this particular record, I would just write. And all of a sudden I'd be like, oh my God, so-and-so would be fucking amazing on this song. And I have a list that I keep with people that I really, really want to, collaborate with. So immediately while I'm working on something sort of, halfway through it, I would start to hear, the kind of voice and the kind of vibe that I was hearing, and I would reach out to that person, and then with a couple of days later we'd be in the studio doing it up. So that's kind of the process, more or less.
Mm-hmm. But how many of like the people you have worked on, like, were any of them like old friends or acquaintances, or did you just have to like, hey, I'm Tommy Lee, you might know me, I'm that drummer guy, I want to work with you? How was it?
a couple old acquaintances. Lucas, I had known for a while. Let's see, who else? I think Lucas is probably the only one of old acquaintances. All the rest are all sort of, new people that I really loved their work. And I'm like, God, the world needs to hear these people. They're fucking amazing. So I would reach out to them. And it's kind of funny. There's a song on the record called Knock Me Down, where this guy, he goes by the name of Kilvain. And I had been following him for a while, listening to his work, and really, really, really dig him. And I reached out to him on fucking Instagram on a direct message. And I said, yo, Kilvain, it's Tommy Lee, dude. I got this track that's got your name all over it. I know you'll kill this thing. And he told me later, when he first saw my message, he's like, oh, this is bullshit. This isn't Tommy Lee. This is some fake account. And later we laughed, and because he did some, research and looked around, I was like, holy shit, this is really him. And a couple of days later, he was in my studio and we were working on that track. So that's kind of how the process worked. I just reached out to people I've always wanted to work with, and away we went.
Yeah, I mean, I can imagine that many thought that, what, this is some scam, you know, this can't be true. But also, like, when they then finally realized that, no, this is really the Tommy Lee, because most people still know you as the drummer from Motley Crue. Most people know you as a rock drummer. And, you know, and this, you know, your new material is not exactly, you know, glam rock 1982, you know. So
no way. Was like, not at all.
No. So what were their reaction when you kind of presented the tracks and the ideas? Were like, were they like, what do you mean? This is not hair metal.
Yeah. Well, I think for the most part, especially a lot of the, the younger artists, they know, that they know since, 2000, since Methods of Mayhem, I've always been, just smashing genres together and doing some new shit. So I don't think they were surprised. Like many of my fans, I think are going to, when they hear the record, they're going to be like, oh, yep, Tommy's doing his thing again. Like, I'm always doing something, sometimes ahead of its time. But I don't think anybody was really surprised, honestly, they all know I've been, onto some next level shit for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to ask you one question about the Dirt movie as well. I, of course, watched it the same second it appeared on Netflix. And, and of course, a lot of people loved it, and some people had some criticism, and some people, weren't that impressed. They said, like, I heard it from some people, both, Motley Crue fans and people that, weren't like huge fans, but knew the band and stuff like that. And some people said, like, because what was it, like an hour and 40 minutes, hour and 45 minutes?
Yeah.
And they said, like, they didn't mention this. They didn't mention this. They didn't mention this. They didn't go in like in the deep when it comes to the death of Razzle with, Tommy's women and Nikki's drug abuse. And I was telling everyone, like, they have 35 years of history. They have enough stories to make 200 movies. It's pretty difficult. You just have to cherry pick, like, the essential bits, I guess. Like, did you have any kind of, like, did you realize that this would be something that could be mentioned when the movie was out? Like, did you have any kind of discussion with the band and the crew?
No, I still am blown away that Jeff Tremaine, the director, I'm still blown away that he was able to get what he got in an hour and 25 minutes or an hour and 40 minutes, however long it is. That's a lot of years to smash into that amount of time. And I think he did an exceptional job. Yes, of course you can't get everything. Jesus Christ, it would be a miniseries that would just go on for forever. But I think somehow he pulled it off to where it makes sense and it flowed and it did touch on just about everything. Some moments more than others, but I think he. For the most part, we were all really happy. Like we still couldn't, believe after watching it that he got just about everything in there that was of importance or of dramatic, quality for the movie. Like he really did pick and choose the best moments. Mm. I mean,
Yeah, absolutely. Going back to 2020 and this day and age, your album will be out soon. And well, as you guys in the United States, us here in Finland, the numbers are rising here and there again. Nobody can tell when, we can go back to normal. Nobody, not even the experts, have an answer to that. So, it's pretty safe to say that, things aren't going to be normal by the date that your album is out. So, Tommy, considering what kind of lives people live nowadays, they're a bit more isolated, they spend more time at home. When your album is out, what do you think? What could you recommend? What could be the best possible scenario to listen to the album from the first track to the last one? What should one, like, eat, drink, what kind of room, headphones or speakers? You tell me, like, paint the big picture.
Man, I mean, that's like, music is such a personal thing, you know. Everyone, I love that about it. Everybody enjoys it differently. Man, me, I love it loud as fuck in my headphones, because when you got headphones on, it sounds incredible. The room that you're listening to it in doesn't have a chance to affect the sound, because the room really does do a lot to the sound. So I prefer headphones, and I'm super loud, but some people might like it, you know. I would suggest, you know, putting it on a really good sound system, having a bunch of friends over, and just fucking cranking it and just enjoy it, you know. That's what it's for. Jesus, I don't know. You know, it's the kind of record that could really be listened to in a couple different scenarios. Fuck, it could be cranked at a pool party. It could be, a nighttime thing where everybody's kind of just hanging out. It could be you and your chick just, you know, hanging out too, because like, it's got that female side too, which is fun, that, you know, your girl would dig. So there's many different scenarios, I guess. You know, at the end of the day, everybody's going to do whatever they like to do. The good thing is everybody's going to be at home. So rather than releasing a record where everybody's back to normal and on with their daily lives, I think maybe more people will get to hear it, because they'll actually be at home chilling and listening to music like most people are now. God, people are catching up on movies they've never seen and listening to albums they've never heard the whole record, or, you know, that kind of stuff. So maybe this is a really good time for that.
I absolutely agree. Tommy, thank you so much for taking the time to talking to us here. It's been a pleasure. Really hope that, you know, all of this blows over one day, and, you know, hoping to see you live. Also hoping that you would, you know, perform live with this album project. So hope to see you one day.
Yeah, buddy. It was great talking to you too. Thank you. And I hope you enjoy the record as much as I enjoyed making it. And everybody in Finland enjoys it. And yes, I hope to see you soon. Actually, I know I'll see you soon, because things will be back to normal soon, man. Hopefully we'll be together soon, rocking the fuck out of something.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Tommy. Yeah. Have a good day, buddy.
To you too, my man. Yeah. Be safe.